Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Happy Monday to everybody out there. Beautiful weather. You know, Joe, you and I were at the Bills game yesterday.
Yes.
A few things on that. One, a big thank you to the listeners who helped us out.
Oh, yeah.
Bailed us out as I brought my tailgate grill for us, and it finally kicked the dust. At not a great time.
No.
You know, so we're trying to
make
some food, yeah. And it just kicked the dust. Bailed out by a couple of listeners who were parked right next to us. Could use their grill. Perfect.
Very kind.
Big thank you. Goes out to them this morning. And then also, you know, I said it before the game. I said it after the game. I think yesterday, if you were at the stadium yesterday, soak it in. Because you were saying, all right, that's the best weather game we'll have all season. And I said, that's the best weather game you'll have ever.
Yeah.
I mean, ever, right? Like, I don't think that is ever going to be topped the perfect day that you had yesterday.
It wasn't, like, overly hot, which you get at the beginning of the year. And it wasn't cold. I mean, I had shorts on. It was just comfortable. I mean, I had a moment after the game when we were walking down the steps. I was like, you could tell me I'm inside right now. I mean, there's just no imperfections. There's no imperfections.
I don't think I've ever been at the stadium and the entire time been comfortable.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
Like, it's always something, right?
Yeah, you're either cold or, my gosh, it's so hot. You're burnt. I got some sun. It was an absolutely beautiful day for anything, especially for football.
Yeah. So picture perfect day at the stadium yesterday, maybe the best weather game you'll ever get. So enjoy it if you were there, and enjoy the next couple of days, because I don't think we're going to get better weather days than what we're going to have here over the next little 3-day span. Looks like Wednesday's a little half and half. So
spend these afternoons outside. That's the next 2 days I will be outside, or if I'm in the car, the windows will be down.
You don't know when you're going to get it again. Like, that's the thing, right?
Any of these days could be the beginning of the end, and then it's just miserably cold. You know, I love summer, as you know. I love summer. I mean, it's my favorite season. Obviously, Christmas is my favorite time of year, but summer is my favorite season. But, you know, I mean, the inevitable is coming, Brian. Yeah, we are 11 days away from not being able to park on the street at night. So the inevitable is coming.
It happened. You know, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You say miserably cold. I don't think there's a such thing as miserably cold until like February, mid-February.
So, you're right. But when we get those first few days that doesn't hit 50, that feels colder to me than it does in the spring.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to 60 and above.
Yeah.
So to me, that's the, and then
50
February.
Feels cold now.
Yeah.
And 50 in March is like you got
shorts
on.
And flip-flops,
I mean, it's just, well, again, speak for yourself.
But no, I mean, those first few chills when you actually have to think before walking outside, that's, you know, my least favorite. It's like, okay, I've got the jacket. The night before, I get everything ready to walk out of the house, right? And then you put the sneakers in the car because you're wearing the boots. We're closer to that. Than it seems right now. So take it all in.
Just because we're talking about it, but you know what I love about I don't mind it going into the winter. Then I find myself like getting irritated by it. And then I love it in the spring, like the first days where you don't have to do it. Wearing like the winter jacket in the car.
Yes.
And then, like, I don't mind. And then it starts to get a little irritating. And then the first day you're able to not wear a winter jacket in the car, or, like, you feel like a free man.
Yes.
What is it about? It's just, it's almost as if you spent, you know, 3 months like in a cocoon.
Yeah.
And now I'm a butterfly, like flapping its wings.
You were never able to walk outside without, like, without those extra
layers.
But
it's specifically in the car because where it's just whatever that is, like, now I feel like I can drive.
Yeah, you know, because you don't have to play that game anymore. The game, you get in the car, you're freezing, then you put the heat on in the car, and now it's like, oh my gosh, now I'm too
you're
hot.
Sweating.
But I'm not going to take this off because I have to walk out of the car. That game's over. You can stretch out.
Yeah.
You don't have that bulky jacket on anymore. Oh my gosh, just thinking of it, I get that smell of spring. But you know, I don't want to wish away these next 2 days because they're going to be absolutely beautiful.
Someone's saying, why do you guys hate cool weather? I love the cold. That's why I live here.
Yeah, I don't love the cold.
You're more of a warm weather person than I am.
I love
it. I don't like it when it's too hot. Yesterday, though, it was a perfect day. Perfect. No matter what you like. I mean, yesterday was a picture perfect day.
I have always said this. I love snow that goes along with Christmas. I'm fine being cold and having snow because it goes with the holiday season. I would love it if January 2nd, it would just hit 76, and that was it.
Joe's ideal climate is inside of a Hallmark movie.
That's
where he wants to live. His life every day. But there you go. You've got great weather for the first half of the week, and we'll be talking about that throughout the next couple of days because, hey, it's, like we said, bonus days, mid to late October right now, and we're getting a lot of other stuff going on today, Joe, including I saw this one, and I'm sure you saw the same story in the USA Today, where I wonder what people think about this. 803-0930, if you want to weigh in with anything. 803-0930, anything you hear here. Now, I took this headline two different ways. And I don't agree with either of them, but like there are two ways that you can read this headline. Americans want neighbors who share their political views.
Oh, I saw this.
Millennials, most of all. Now, I first read this as Americans want neighbors who share their political views, as in I'm sharing what I think with the entire block, putting out a sign, like what's, you know, all that stuff. Like Americans want people who stick a sign in their lawn and share and let people know. Now, I read the headline wrong because what it meant, once you read the article, Americans want people who think the same way they do to be their neighbors. What do you think?
Well, number one, I think that's ridiculous. Now, I don't know the political stances of everyone in my neighborhood. I do know the people next door because I've seen a certain hat on the person next door. But I don't know, and I don't care. Like, that would never factor in. I don't hide who I'm voting for. If I was house shopping right now, Brian, and I found a beautiful house, perfect for my family, and the house next door was covered in Harris, Kennedy, and Gillibrand signs, I'd still move into that house because there's no box that says I need to have everyone agree with me in the street. And you're seeing this more and more. Didn't we just talk a few weeks ago about people saying they want to work with politically like-minded people or for politically like... This is getting ridiculous. Who cares? Like, I honestly do not care where people stand politically. I have my views. As long as you don't hate me for my views living next to me, I could not care less. Put up your signs. Have your fun. I'm looking at the house and the yard and the things that are best for my family.
According to the realtor, well, what if you were, hang on, what if you were less picky? You know what? You're putting this in the lens of you
me,
now
yes.
and a lot of other people looking for a house. But what if you were, you know... There was a million perfect houses. You had same house in similar neighborhoods.
Same cost, everything?
Yeah. Like no. You had a lot of different things.
It doesn't...
You can't tell me this. Because I don't believe you.
I'm
you put the
honest.
Same house, same price, and you have like four different options.
That would never happen.
You're playing along here.
Oh, okay.
Same house, same price. And don't say, by the way, you can't say it would never happen because it does kind of happen all the time where you find this in...
Same school district?
Yeah, even within the same school district in town. I mean, I would say you're more likely to find it within the same school district because that's where you would find homes that are similar build, similar price.
You're just trying to get me to agree with this article.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, if you had, all right, you're looking in, say, you know, pick a big school district, Amherst or, you know, one of these school districts.
I don't want my son to have the same teachers as me. That wouldn't be good for him.
Yeah. Well, anywhere you pick.
Oh, your dad's Joe Beamer? Never mind.
You're in Hamburg. You're, you know, wherever. You're in the same school district. You find, I mean, there's a house here on whatever road. There's a house here on this road. There's a house here on that road. And you have three different houses, and they're, you know, both four bedroom, two bath, similar square footage, similar space of a backyard. They're in the same school district, all within, you know, $10,000 price or, you know, something like that.
The basement's finished.
Sure. Whatever you want, Joe. Yeah. And one of them, the next door neighbor, has a whole bunch of yard signs that say, you know, Trump. They got the big flag. Another one that's right next to a neighbor or across the street, you got a whole bunch of Harris yard signs. Another one has, like, nothing, and the person has 12-foot tall skeletons instead of anything else. That's not going to play any sort of...
I honestly don't think it would. But I honestly think I would find something different in those three houses where there would be something more
favorable. They're the exact same house. Just, like, that's... You can't use that.
You're talking about something that happens once every 4 years. I would much rather have to deal with someone in their Harris signs for an election season than, you know, a Dolphins fan or a Yankees fan.
So you're going off the board here, and you're saying, I don't care who they support politically.
Yeah, I mean...
They could have a Putin sign on their front lawn as long as they don't have a dolphin sign on their front lawn, is what you're saying.
No, that's going a little too far, Brian. But here's the point I'm trying to make is, I've never made a decision when it comes to personalities, specifically and only based on politics. Brian, if I didn't, I wouldn't have most of my friends. Most of the people I grew up with, my high school friends, politically don't agree with me. And I could not care less. Like, it's not, believe me, there can be someone who politically agrees with me who is a big jerk and I wouldn't want to spend any time with.
Well, I tell you what, if you put me in that scenario, it 100%.
Next to the skeletons?
Would. Well, I mean, it 100% would. Like, if you gave me the exact same house, same school, like, everything is equal, except you look at the neighbor's yard and what's on it, and you gave me those three options. Skeleton one. Actually, I don't know if I want the skeleton one. I was going to say, I would probably pick the one with no signs.
Yeah.
Personally. All being equal. Like, that's the one I would absolutely gravitate to, because not knowing, and, you know, when you move in, you don't know, right? When you're looking at the house, you're probably not having an in-depth conversation.
Right.
With whoever your neighbors are you? No. So you don't. All you have is to go off of is what you see. Who your neighbors are important when you're buying the house. Especially, you know, take me. I share a driveway with my neighbors. It's extremely important.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything. We lucked out because we didn't know anything about our neighbors when we moved in. I mean, they're the greatest people in the world. Thank God, because we share a driveway with them. We share a lot of things with our neighbors that you need to have a good relationship. It would definitely play a factor deciding which of, you know, again, all things being equal, deciding which of those houses to live in.
I just want to live next to Wilson. Can I? From Home Improvement.
Okay. Yeah, that's joke. A 30-year-old reference.
it was either Kramer or Wilson, and I went with one I thought would be people would know more. You don't remember Wilson?
I remember Wilson.
You only saw half of his face.
I remember Wilson, but it's just like you can't throw Wilson out there on October 21st, 2024, a quarter of a century after that show has been off the air.
I don't know. I thought a show with just people expect, in their mid-30s?
I expect everybody to be like, let me get a newer show. I was going to do Seinfeld, but let me do something newer. Home Improvement. but it would make... Now, again, my thinking on this would be that, you know, and I'm looking at some of the numbers here. This is a realtor.com. 17% of Americans have considered moving because of a disconnect with their neighbors.
Oh, my gosh.
That number jumps to 28% for the millennial generation, who are most likely at 33% to report that their decisions about where to live are highly influenced by national politics. I think that's crazy. I would much rather, like, to me, I'd much rather share similar views on lawn maintenance with my neighbors than, like, that has more of an impact, right? You want to be both in concert. Whether you both say, hey, I like to cut the grass every 3 days or once every other week, you want to kind of both be on the same page here so no one gets mad at the other. That's an important thing,
yeah.
More so maybe than national politics.
Yeah, because let me tell you, okay, I move in. Oh, this guy, he's got Trump signs. All right, we must have a lot in common. And then he starts mowing his lawn at 6 in the morning. Guess what? We don't have as much in common as I thought. And I'd much rather go move next to the Harris person now.
Now, here's the thing. What this survey does, I don't necessarily agree with. And, you know, it kind of lumps in a couple of things that I don't think should be totally related.
Okay.
It says nearly a quarter of Americans say local and national politics highly influence their decision about where to live. There's a big difference between local and national when you're talking about your neighborhood.
Yeah.
But, right, because, I mean, national politics, all you're just like, what personality do I like better? You know, what are these, you know, concepts do I gravitate more toward? And like at the end of the day, like the only thing it's really going to impact is what I want to talk about all the time. You know, if you're one of those people who want to talk politics all the time, that's the only thing it's going to impact with your neighbor. You know, local politics, it's a completely different, like local politics could mean, you know, oh, me and my neighbor disagree whether or not, you know, go to Orchard Park. Maybe you live by the stadium. We disagree on whether or not they should rezone some of the land to allow for a hotel to be built
yeah.
a quarter of a mile away from where we live. Like, that's a thing you kind of want to be on the same page with your neighbors about more so than anything nationally. Like, local, that would kind of matter. And not that, you would necessarily know these things moving in, but when a local issue comes, you'd like to be able to band together with your neighbors if you all agree on the same thing to either fight yeah. for or against something happening in your neighborhood.
I get that. I get that. I would also not want anyone to move next to me purposely because they saw a sign in my front yard, because I don't want that person to expect that that's all I'm going to frickin' talk about every time I see them out. Like, that's not usually conversations I...
That's why I don't put a sign in your front yard.
Too late now, Brian. But, you know, I am more than just my politics.
You're your sports, too.
Yeah, I got a great personality.
I was going to say they're wrong, right? Don't you have a Virginia Tech turkey in your front yard?
I have a big VT in my front yard, and then behind that I have a sign.
So. And that's what you talk to people about too, right?
Yeah. So, well, you see the VT sign first. Yeah. So. And by the way, the VT sign was given to me last year at the holiday party by a listener. So,
what a gift.
Yeah, it is. It is getting its use, and it's a very durable sign.
And a perfect gift for you.
Yeah.
One of those gifts that's perfect for one person. You give it to somebody else, and it's like, what?
Because I knew that it was going to get put the minute I moved in.
I know, but like, how many gifts can you say that about?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's perfect for only one person. That's the best kind of gift.
And now I'm putting the Bills flag up in my bedroom window.
It's very specific.
That we got at the game yesterday.
Oh yeah, that's right. I got to find where I put that somewhere in the car.
I'm going to thumbtack it, and you can see it when you drive by.
Does that happen to you? You know, you pack up things a little bit different. Like yesterday for the tailgate, had a bunch of stuff in the car, and then you bring them home. You don't necessarily put everything where it was when you took it out the first time. And now, like this morning, my usual water bottle that I have at work, I'm drinking water out of a Bud Light pint glass that I found in the kitchen.
Speaking of the holiday party,
because I put my water bottle like in a bag somewhere. It's probably in the sink at home or something like that. Yeah, like, what happened?
You had it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have. I know where it is, but it's just now I'm all out of whack.
That's the worst. Oh, I didn't bring my backpack when I came to work to record Hardline yesterday was recorded. Yeah. To record Hardline on Saturday, and I had to use someone else's headphones.
I have also big kudos to everyone we tailgated with yesterday, because unbeknownst to me, didn't realize this until we got back into the car. I left my window to the car open.
Yes.
The entire game. Car was still there, so that's good.
It's a good lot. It's a good lot.
It must be a very good crew that we had, because that was as open could be.
By the time Brian and I got back to the car, half the people had already left. So enough people had passed that car with the window open.
Everyone saw it. Except me. I don't know how that happens. Hey, we'll be back here with more. 803-0930 to join us. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Want to also give a shout out to the F-18 Super Hornet fighter planes. We were speaking with the pilots last week here on WBEN before their flyover at the game yesterday.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, saw that. Very impressive. I said the one thing that always amazes me about the flyovers, and especially when you're talking about the Jets, is, you know, it's such a loud thing when it happens, or I should say right after it happens. But I mean, you don't even know they're there until they're there.
No warning.
Isn't that
no
like
warning sound?
The great, that, I mean, that's some military advancement for you. You don't know. I mean, anything's coming. You can't hear them. You don't even see them. And just all of a sudden,
yeah,
you know, there it is. That's my fighter jet sound.
I like that. I like
that. That was a bad fighter jet sound.
It was an awesome flyover. I love when they do that, and I like when the pilots come on the field, you know, after they land and then drive up to the stadium and wave to the crowd.
That's another thing that always amazes me. It's like
how quickly
they were
there.
Now they're there.
Yeah.
What happened? Where'd you park that thing?
Was that
How'd you get over here?
That new airport in Park.
What's going on? 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN, 803-0930. Did you see the Josh Allen big face is coming down at Niagara Square?
Yeah, I never saw it.
Isn't that why? Like, you kind of thought it would be up there for the whole season or something.
I was like, I'll get to a Sabres game this year. You know what? When I do that, I'll get down there and I'll see the... And I just
drive by. I never did. Why? Just like that.
Gone.
You gonna miss it?
I never saw it, so I mean,
I'm gonna miss it though.
I thought it was gonna be there a lot longer.
I mean, we have one more primetime home game coming up here, and not that long from now, right? December, or even late November or mid November. You got
the Sunday
Kansas
after
City.
Thanksgiving. You've got the Niners on Sunday Night Football.
Would have been nice, you know, a couple more shots of that Josh Allen thing downtown. I thought it looked cool, and now it's gone before it's even up. It's only up for 30 days.
Can you believe this? You ready for this statistic, Brian? Because I know you'll appreciate this. That was put up and taken down, and in the time it was up and down, the buildings on Cobblestone looked the exact same.
could we just take it down? Like, is it like a big tarp? Could we just throw it over like a blanket?
You want to cover it with Josh?
Yeah. Well, and that way, if like a brick falls off, it'll be under the tarp.
Yeah, exactly.
Huge
scaffold.
Then I could walk by it again. You wouldn't have to close down the road, annoying the heck out of me and everyone else who goes there.
Yeah. And
jeez.
Now it's going to get colder, so just wait.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, I'll see it again tomorrow night. But it goes down, and I don't, like, does it seem bare? If you work around downtown Buffalo or you go to Niagara Square, or you're in that area a lot, does it seem a little different? Like, do you miss it this morning if you're down there?
I would think so. I think it's like the bridge, right? You got used to it like over the last month. So now that it's not there, you have to do the double take. Like when you're going under the new bridge for the first time, you've got to do the double, oh, wait, and hopefully, you know, stay in the lane.
You know, we asked when the billboard went up, like, who else could you do this with?
Yeah.
You know, there's Josh Allen.
It's difficult to find an answer.
Yeah, like, that's the one that everyone can go, like, all right, yeah, Josh Allen. Like, is there another current figure? Like, that's the key, right? It's not, you know, somebody from the past, or right. Which that might even get tough nowadays, but a current figure, prominent figure in Buffalo that you could put a, you know, seven-story-tall billboard of in the middle of downtown Buffalo, you could see it from the water.
Yeah.
Is there a single person that you could do that with in Buffalo? And we were really struggling to come up with an answer. Did not think that it was really possible.
No. I think everyone that we came up with was a former player, beside Josh Allen.
Yeah, because the political world, like we were just talking about, it's a little too split now. You know, some people complain about this or that. Historical figures, I'm not sure. Like, I'm sure there's people in the community. You could put like a random, you know, nurse's face up there.
Yeah.
Would anybody complain? No.
No.
I'd be like, all right, no, that's nice. But it wouldn't be nice the touch. Attraction
right.
that it would be. Over at WBEN.com this morning, we've been asking you, should the Josh Allen billboard in Buffalo be replaced with another billboard? Now, it's not one of the options, but you know, Doug Jamal owns the building, and if he were voting, he would have probably wrote in his option. Sure, if somebody pays me.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you want a billboard up here, paid to have a billboard up there. We've done it before, we'll do it again. Sure, why not? But we're not asking him, I guess. We're asking you, you know, would you like to see it be replaced? Like, was it kind of cool? What do you think? Like, would you mind seeing, because it is kind of a blast from the past. Like, this is another thing. When this billboard went up, and, you know, some people didn't like, oh, is it tacky? Is it cheesy? And I remember saying, like, no, because, I mean, look at Times Square. Look at big cities.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a billboard.
That's
like,
right.
Times Square is a...
It's a huge billboard.
It's a bunch of billboards.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is. There's nothing architecturally magnificent about it. Just a bunch of electronic billboards. It always has been. You know, some of these other big cities, billboards all over the place. It's not like a novel thing. It's not like people are going to Buffalo like, wow, oh, you advertise downtown? Like, what? Like, no, it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we go down that route, do you like, and also it is kind of like the old timey thing, right? Like a lot of the things that you preserve, like people like to preserve, you think about like the Larkin soap, you know, in Larkinville. It's like, oh, well, we have to preserve. That's an advertisement.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And but now it's like historically significant, right? It happened all the way back then. Now that we've had this idea of a humongous advertisement down in Buffalo, are you okay with continuing it? Or do you just like the look of the building instead?
I actually think the billboard brought some character to the building.
I kind of think it did too. Now, yeah. All right. This, you have to keep this in mind too.
Okay.
They make, you know, screens and stuff that you could see out of. But like, once the building is hopefully filled with people and the rooms are being used for offices or whatever they are, you're not going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, you still could, right? Like, they have the film that goes on the side of, you see it in big hotels in like Las Vegas and stuff all the time. They'll put a big thing on the side of it. You could still see out of the door. So you could do it. But it probably wouldn't happen. Assuming that it's not being used, do you mind having the big billboard in downtown Buffalo? 803-0930. What do you think?
I'm all for the billboard. I'm kind of wishing that someone else will put one up there because I didn't get my picture with the old one. And I'm a fan of getting my picture with prominent things in Buffalo.
What do you explain?
I like to be out and about.
What?
That's a crazy statement. I have no idea
like,
what I
meant. I don't even know what you're even talking about.
But I'm upset that I didn't get my picture taken with the
Look for Joe snapping selfies of himself next to City Hall.
Yeah, hey, why not? By the way, you talk about things that were originally advertisements that are now, you know, like historical, like the Larkin soap. You know, the Hollywood sign, probably the most famous, that started as an advertisement for housing.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, Hollywood Land, and it was trying to advertise the neighborhood back there and the houses, and then the sign sat there, got all decrepit, and then they remade it Hollywood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look, learn something new every day.
There you go.
Courtesy of Joe. Never knew that was like, well, I mean, I guess I would have thought it was an advertisement for Hollywood, but
yeah.
I never knew there was like an actual business before. So like, all right, we can't think of a person to put on a humongous, you know, another person besides Josh Allen that we'd want to see there. You know, like other Bills don't count because Josh Allen's the one, like, sorry to say, like, he's the star of the team.
Yes.
Anyone else, like, you'd be fine with, but it just wouldn't have the same impact. So if you kept it a billboard, like we're asking over at WBEN.com, what would be an acceptable billboard?
Mm.
Like, is there a company where you draw the line, you say, like, this is kind of tacky? to have here in Buffalo. Like, if you have to have a humongous, giant billboard in downtown Buffalo, what would you advertise?
I thought you were going to ask, what, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line? What would you absolutely say, no, that's not allowed? That's probably a better question, because, like, what would you advertise? I mean, there's a million things under the sun. On our text, on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board this morning, somebody else said, I would appreciate shelter dog photos.
Yeah.
You have, like, the SPCA making an advertisement there. I mean, what about, you know, Lay's chips? They're hurting. They're looking for anything. What if you just put a big bag of chips on the side of it? I mean, would that really be that offensive? Like, no. I mean, there's a million things. I said earlier this morning, yeah, put some Klondike bars on the side of the building.
Yeah.
I like them. Sure, we're cold here.
Right.
I'm sure you can find a nice design that fits. I think it's probably finding what would not be acceptable is a little harder to do.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't want the Maple Leafs to advertise on the side of Stellar.
You wouldn't want... No, this is a serious thing, because you go to a lot of festivals and you'll see, you know, like what Buffalo does in other places, Visit Buffalo Niagara and Pat Kaler. They will advertise in other places. I saw it on the when the Sabres were playing the Penguins on TV. It was the Sabres broadcast, and now all the boards on the, or all the ads on the boards, it's like a digital ad.
Yeah,
you don't see what's actually there at the arena, and they're different for every broadcast. The Pittsburgh Tourism, you know, whatever their organization is, had Pittsburgh ads running on the Buffalo broadcast, because they're, you know, hey, come here. I would not want to see, or remember when Cleveland did this in the Buffalo News?
That's right, yeah.
Remember, there was like a week you went to the Buffalo News website and you're like, what? It was just Cleveland everything, all over the Buffalo News.
Which makes sense.
Which
now
actually was really foreshadowing what would happen there eventually. But I would hate, like, I would draw the line and say, no, we're not putting Visit Cleveland
on the
seven
side,
stories tall in the middle of downtown Buffalo.
That, I'm sorry, not worth the money. And I am one that, I'm all for taking the money, but I just, I would not want to see that prominent in downtown Buffalo.
No.
Like, that's where I draw.
Could you imagine that? You're walking around Niagara Square, you're a tourist, you're looking at City Hall, and then you look over to your right.
You're being told to go somewhere else.
There's, hey, bored? Visit Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, I would draw the line there. And it doesn't just have to be Cleveland. It doesn't just have to be anything neighboring, no matter what the city. Uh-uh. I wouldn't allow it.
Unless you can give me a good deal on going to Montana.
No. Kidding, of course. Just your face. Yeah. I made it.
Yeah.
In a cowboy hat, being chased by a buffalo.
You see, hey, Joe's not here today. Oh, he decided to move to Montana.
Yeah. On the text board, 803-0930. This is advertising Jenny Cream Ale would not be allowed in the land of Labatt,
I think,
USA.
I think both are allowed.
That's an interesting...
Jenny ad? Come on.
But, like, this is an interesting question to me because, all right, Labatt, USA, headquartered in Buffalo.
Yeah.
They're now brewing a lot of the Labatt Blue that you'd buy where they make Jenny Cream Ale.
Oh, look at that.
It's the same company. It's like the overlord of both Genesee and Labatt USA. So I just think it's funny. This person texts in, if you ran a beer ad, it would have to be Labatt. It could never be Jenny. It's the same company.
Yeah. Let's have both. Let's have both.
But like you'd say, we can never do one without the other. But even so, even if it wasn't, and Labatt USA didn't exist, I mean, which is the... I mean, all right, it would be blue. Like, people still drink Labatt more than anything else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do they really have a reason for a claim over Buffalo more so than Genesee, which is in Rochester?
Mm.
I mean, it's a different country.
The city rivalry. But you're right, if they weren't headquartered here. Yeah, I personally, I like both. I've never thought of the two as competitors. It's really just, Brian, what am I in the mood for? That's how I view it. I have a favorable opinion of both.
Somebody on the text board just put up the Bills logo.
Yeah.
I don't think they need the advertising, though.
No.
People are aware.
The Pegulas are trying to...
every
hold on to a little money.
Every third house in Western New York does that for them.
Free advertising, and we all got a flag.
We pay for it.
So yeah,
we pay for it.
To give the word out.
You pay to get the word out about the team.
Someone does bring up a good point on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, saying, you know, look back, and I love looking at old pictures of Buffalo and the billboards that were on all the buildings back in the, you know, 40s and 50s. I mean, some of them we can remember because they were still painted on the buildings when we were younger. I look at those pictures and go, oh, and I look at them favorably, right, Brian? Like, oh, look at downtown Buffalo mm-hmm. back then. People were downtown. People were shopping. It was booming. Like, I don't think putting the billboard up discounts, if I think that's the right way to use the word, what Buffalo's doing. I actually think it adds to it. And I'm all for, but yeah, it's got to be the right one. Like I said, like Brian said, I don't want to see Visit Pittsburgh on the side of the Statler. But I think there's a lot of things that a nice big billboard, I'm surprised that Gatorade didn't want to extend through the rest of the season. I think they were getting
they got a lot of attention out of it.
Yeah.
And then maybe they just thought that, hey, we got our money's worth. We're good
here. Yeah, there's pictures on social media already.
We were on national TV before. We got all the attention of Buffalo. We're pretty good.
But, you know, on the other side, and again, I'm not a big business person, and I love what Doug Jamal's done in Western New York, and I this is not being critical of him at all. Maybe just leave it up without getting paid for a few months. No.
Yeah, that's okay. Bad. That's bad business.
I'm not a business guy, obviously.
Just humongous free advertising. Let's
the 99 Bills season tickets got free advertising for 20 years.
And again, that should have stayed.
See?
You last a certain amount of time, like old Bill. Steve Christie on Art Voice should still be up downtown.
You want this is what now go back to when you said if you were mayor, all the things that you would do.
Yeah.
These are the things that would get landmark status.
You'd see me with a podium in front of sideline seats, 99 Bill season tickets downtown, or Steve Christie. Was he painting a picture on
that? Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Steve Christie painting a picture.
Yeah.
He was actually about to paint the eye black on Tyler Bass's eye. That's what it was. Kicker to kicker. You could actually change it to that. I would still agree with it. And I would say you must save. This is a part of Buffalo now.
Part of Buffalo.
Yeah. Must save it.
By the way, shout out Tyler Bass after the game yesterday, signing autographs for kids while leaving the stadium. I saw the video when I got home. Very nice. He had a great game yesterday.
Where do you draw the line? If we're going to agree on advertising in a city, it's not tacky. It's what big cities do. And also, as the person on the text board mentioned, it's what Buffalo, you know, used to be full of. Yeah. Like, it's just always kind of been there. What would be the advertisement? What would you draw the line and say, we can't have this one in Buffalo? The Squatty Potty, Joe.
Oh, you would not want the Squatty Potty.
Well, would you?
An advertisement for the Squatty Potty?
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's popular enough.
It doesn't matter if it's popular. I mean, you don't think Gatorade is popular? People know about Gatorade.
Would someone be showing the use of the Squatty Potty on the ad?
I don't know.
Okay,
does it matter?
Yeah, of that ad, the content matters.
Well, name would be on. Potty would be on your biggest building.
It's a great item.
You'd be fine with it?
I would be fine with that.
I might want to say. Just because it stands alone. You know, if it was like a Times Square and it was one of like 12, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But it's like this is the billboard to kick off our, you know, re-advertising Buffalo campaign.
But if the Statler was reopening with hotel rooms and they could say every room has a Squatty Potty, you know, and like the big advertisement.
All right. Now you got it. That might fit.
There you go.
That would fit in.
Yeah.
You might be able to. But you say no to other cities. Squatty Potty's a maybe.
Certain websites probably would be a little tacky.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, like there's a certain social media website where you can put whatever you want content on, something fans. I probably wouldn't advertise that on Statler downtown.
I mean, yeah. Keep it classy, Buffalo.
Things I have to explain to my children, I don't want to advertise downtown.
On a 7-foot story.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's
other places, fine.
The scale of it really would limit what you want to put down there.
Yeah. You know what I would love? 9 to 10, BMAS and Beamer. Right on the side of Statler.
Right on the side of the Statler.
You think Odyssey would do that?
Yeah, but we'd both be canned to afford the bill.
Yeah. You got your ad. Yeah. We're not resigning
The show is canceled. We'll be back here tomorrow. BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.